Oh, Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones, we got a thing going on. Oh, Mr. Jones.
Can y'all tell it's the holiday weekend? Sadly, though, I have to go to work. To Meadow in the afternoon. Got to go to work. All right, guys, Strict Drive 101. Uh-oh, hold on. I got to put my headphones on. Let me put my headphones on. Sorry for the noise. Like, man, this isn't very professional, Ken. And it's like, you know what? No, it's not very professional. You know why it's not very professional? Because I drive a truck for a living. I do not use and make podcasts for a living. What do I mean use? That's just weird. All right, guys, TrickDriver101.com. We are in the house, in the building, in our studio, a.k.a. bedroom, ladies. You know it's where the magic happens, women. It's where you want to be, girl. No, okay. All right. Let's talk about car hauling. Now, this is always brought to you by TruckDriverBooks.com. Go to my website, TruckDriverBooks.com. Just type it in there, TruckDriverBooks.com, full address. And it will take you to the truck book audio book of the year. Anyway, let's get on down to business. Now, I got a question about Tanker. Yes, I'm answering the questions from the comments, Tokyo. Yes, Mr. Tokyo. Yes. Asking people be at the guys, look at my big videos. Okay? I have tons and tons and tons of questions. That's just YouTube. That's not my YouTube. That's not my podcast channel. And yes, I actually have podcasts as in iTunes. Get questions there. It's like filtering through a sea of shit. I actually have a life. I work. So not always going to answer all the questions, guys. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. Please, I will slit my wrists if you stop the beatings. No. Anyway. All right, calm down, Tokyo. Calm down, Tokyo. Oh, it's gonna get out. No. Sorry, Asian people. Let's get down to business. So, a guy was asking me about car hauling. It's car hauling. Yes, all the rumors you heard about car hauling, partner, is real deal, holy field. Yes, there are car hauling companies, motherfuckers making good money. Let me tell you, brother, when I worked as a car at a car hauler during the training process, I didn't like the car hauler because it was very family-oriented. I'm not really big on family-oriented companies where I know all the boss's business before the boss know his business. You know what I'm saying? But when I was working there, there were guys making literally 2 G's a week. And I ain't talking cheating on logs. Now, there were guys making $140,000 a year. Those dudes were cheating on logs. And the way they were making that money, they were going to New York 6 times a day. Now, I want to point out 2 things to you about car hauling. One, you need to do research. If you go on the Truckers Report, you will see guys who've tried to get into car hauling and had real, real struggles of getting to the point where they get enough experience to get the better runs so they can get to the higher level of money. Some car haulers, not all, are union. And also car haulers kind of go through a lot of ups and downs, and it's very individual. You don't want to go to a car hauler if they are, say, hauling Ford F-150s and Ford decides the new F-150 model won't come out for the next 5 years, okay? Because at first it's going to be great, but before that new model comes out, they're going to have a little taper off, and you're going to be a little bit broke, okay? So you don't want to do that. Here's the thing about car haulers. Yes, they can make great money. Yeah, you got to pay attention to when you join, and especially like during the wintertime, the slow time, and the beginning of the year. I would recommend talking directly to a car hauler working at the company that you want to go to. Here's why. Recruiters there will lie more than anybody else because there's a lot more pressure on them. They're in constant competition for contracts, okay? So there's a lot more pressure on a car hauler recruiter than there is on a normal recruiter. In other words, you know, Warner has so many people coming every day. Very few people choose car hauling as a specific career or even try to go into it. So they push and push and push and push and push to get rookies, okay, or experienced drivers, whoever. Because they will train you. They will get you there. Yes, you can make money, but it's going to take time to get to that money, especially if you go into one that has a union, okay? But if you can get through the highs, the lows, and the ups and downs, brother, you can make some good money. And I am talking anywhere from 15. I've literally seen the checks of dudes making $1,500 a week. And I'm talking before taxes. That's gross. Take the gross out of that. We're going to be looking at about 1,100, maybe 900, depending on what your, you know, financial situation is. Yeah, but that's what you're looking at. Yes. It is a hard job too. There are a lot of the guys that I've talked to, who are rookies, they end up doing, what I would call a milk run. And what I mean by that is you going out and let's say you got a bunch of deliveries. Okay. You go out to the lot, you pick up a bunch of cars that can take for a rookie, you're going to be looking at about 4 hours of hard ass work. Well, not hard ass work, but work that you need to be really careful on, because if you're not paying attention in car hauling, you can die. It is one of the most dangerous industries out of everybody, including flatbedders. And the reason is, think about it, when you see a car hauler drive up, if you can find a Ford manufacturing plant or somebody and find out where they park their lots, where they park their cars, not their parking lots. But where they park their cars, and what you will find out is that you have to drive that car from way low on the ground all the way up a ramp, and you got to do it very straight, very steady. And you got to look at the wheels and make sure you're not touching the rails because it's like walls that go down on the sides. You got to make sure you're not touching those, and you got to go up all the way above the cabin. Okay, you're gonna be like 13-6 in the air. Okay, and you got to pull just right to the edge and put your vehicle there. Now, here's the thing. Let's say you find out your weight is wrong. Okay, now you got to go to a truck stop. You got to unload all those vehicles and get your weight right. It is a very, very intense job. You know, a flatbedder, he isn't hauling an SUV, a smart car, a Honda Fit. All these different vehicles that are going to have all these different sizes. And plus some of your biggest vehicles you're going to haul. The most vehicles that you're going to haul are new cars. That means the weights are all going to be kind of screwy. A perfect example is I was at Ford the other day, and you look at Ford, literally they got the Ford Focus, right? They got the Ford Focus Hybrid. That means that's a different weight. They got the Ford Focus Flex. That's a different weight. You got the regular Ford Focus. Then you got the Ford Focus Hatchback, right? All those vehicles have different weights. You got to be good at balancing that out. And those trailers that those car haulers use are very heavy. I mean, you got to be a smart cookie to do that job. And you got to be dedicated and willing to work hard. You're going to earn that $1,500 a week, okay? So if you can stay in the game long enough, go through the highs and lows, deal with the contract wins and losses, join at the proper time, sit down with somebody who works there, even if it costs you $100, buy the guy a meal, buy him dinner, do something, be a man about it, and sit down and talk about the industry from a driver that works at the car hauler you want to go to. Don't do it off the recruiters. Don't do it off the recruiters. They'll fuck you, dude. All right. Anyway, truckdriver101.com. I hope that helps you, brother. Have a good day. Do 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 do.